Yeah, I think I went 66 in 2 months. I was born in 55, so April 8th I'll be 70. That don't compute in my brain at all, but anyway, I went 66 in 2 months. That way I could work, and I didn't get dinged on anything. I could work in as much as I wanted, and still keep my everything. So it worked out okay. That's why I work 40 hours at the security guard, and I don't get dinged on, you know, when you're to the early stuff there. Anywho, I'm John. I'm going to get out of here. Nice talking to you. And the repeaters are, don't hear much on them. You know, everybody got to pick up that radio and talk, pick up the mic. They probably all listen, but yeah, pick that mic up and talk. With the right mic, right? 7-3, we'll catch you at a later WAYRC.
Very good, Mike. Well, thanks for coming in and giving me a heads up on that other mic and helping me get this sorted out, too. That was very helpful, so I appreciate it. Nice to meet you tonight. And, my coworker at the Postal Service, he's 73 this year, and he's been there 40 years, and I don't think he's ever leaving. I think he's just going to keep going. He likes what he does, and I think he's just going to keep going. He's a single guy, so I think he's just going to keep going. And he's drawing his Social Security. He was a Navy veteran, and he gets a pension from that. And if he retired from the post office, then he would lose his Navy pension because you only could draw one. So he's like, I ain't doing that. That would be like they take advantage of him. So he's still working. I don't even know what that guy makes, but he's got to be doing okay. Anyway, I think more people are looking at exactly what you said. I'm doing the same thing. If I started drawing at 67 as mine, and then if I could tough out a year or two, you can pay a lot of stuff off doing both, right? So maybe some other people are thinking the same as you. 7-3, Mike. Have a good night. W8YRC, this is NADM.